Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland County Board of Supervisors passed a resolution to make a deficiency appropriation in various accounts for the year 2024 for insufficient funds in three accounts, which include $12,709 in the UW Richland Outlay account, $15,780 in the Richland County Fair account, and $782 in the dog licenses account, for a total of $29,271. The funds will be taken from the general fund and put into each of these three accounts. The Richland County Register of Deeds office has experienced increased costs for services and has modernized the office by adding electronic recording services through the current software vendor and wishes to add credit card services. The added services require additions to the fee schedule for the Register of Deeds office. These additional service fees will cover cost and facilitate said modernization and will be paid by the persons taking advantage of the services. The proposed fee schedule additions are as follows: mail service fee for number 10 envelope, $2, mail service fee for 6x9 envelope, $4, a credit card service fee, $3, an expedited service fee, $20, an e-recording fee, $4, and a tapestry print fee of $2 for the first page and $1 for the second page. The request was approved by the Board of Supervisors. The Board also approved the purchase of a Western Star tandem axle truck with the awarded bid totaling $161,825 from Truck Country. The Richland County Board of Supervisors also passed a resolution expressing its sincere appreciation to Barbara Scott for 26 years of service to Richland County. Richland Center is now home of tobacco-free parks. The request to make the parks tobacco-free was a request led by Youth for Change under the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, made up of students from both the Richland Center High School and Ithaca High School several years ago. They attended several park board meetings over the years and finally talked to the mayor. P4P Program Director Betsy Raisler shared other park ordinances from area cities with Corporation Counsel Michael Wendell. Wendell came up with an ordinance, and the Richland Center City Council approved the ordinance at last night's meeting. Tobacco products are now banned from the parks in Richland Center. Those caught with tobacco products in the parks can face fines. This ordinance includes vaping products. It was announced that the seat for District 3, Wards 7, 8, and 9 is vacant, and five people have stepped forward to fill the seat, which will be chosen by the council. Following the election earlier this month, the council held its reorganization. Ryan Cairns was elected to serve as president to the council again. The council also approved an ordinance for the annexation from Michael Lamont for tax parcel above Rainbow Drive, a motion to purchase crack seal for street maintenance at a price not to exceed $8,200, repair of an end loader within the street fleet at a cost not to exceed $3,200, a temporary Class B retailer license for the Richland County Performing Arts Council for May 10th, a temporary alcohol beverage license for NASCAR Fans United Grace Team Quilt Gala on May 17th, conditional use permits to Sean's Auto Repair of Richland Center, A&G of Richland Center, and Bindle Tire and Auto, and parade permits for the Memorial Day Parade on May 26th and the Rodeo Parade on June 14th. The Richland Center City Council also accepted a $12,400 donation from the Rotary Foundation of Richland County for the acquisition and construction of a sunshade shelter at the splash pad at the Aquatic Center. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, has announced that 19 organizations have received nearly $3.2 million in small business development grants to uplift small business development in local communities across the state. The SBDG program provides grants to local communities and organizations to directly invest in small businesses and small business creation, including bolstering main streets, supporting youth entrepreneurship, improving infrastructure, providing technical assistance, and more. The competitive small business development grants range from $50,000 to $250,000 and were awarded to local and regional economic development organizations, municipalities, and counties to support small business development and creation. The organizations will pass 100% of the SBDG funds onto small businesses. The 19 grant recipients include Iowa County, receiving $125,000 to support small businesses through its Business Boost Initiative, which has a tiered grant structure to assist with both large and small business expenses, including development, expansion, and physical infrastructure improvements. Juneau County Economic Development Corporation receiving $250,000 to create a series of five grant programs related to entrepreneurial development, leadership, patents, startup support, and profitability investments. Lafayette County receiving $90,000 to expand its existing Launch Lafayette County grant, which is a competitive grant program and supports business building improvements and aims to enhance the visibility and prominence of Lafayette businesses. And Vernon County receiving $150,000 for the Elevate Vernon program, which will provide technical assistance and grants of up to $10,000. The grants can be used for marketing, branding, equipment, building improvements, signage, software, hardware, staff training, or consulting.